It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Sometimes people play down to the competition. Mm-hmm, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
I'm starting to see now. You just been playing down to your partner.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? You put the do in do it.
That's right. You work together.
Yeah, because you know what?
But when your partner not in, you have to step up and be present.
No, how about this? How about you stay up? Maybe they can catch up.
Oh, Lord. See, see, you're not getting me in trouble.
What? Come back. He won't
doing
say
all
you
that
to
talking
more.
Now. You're not getting me in trouble.
But you're scared of. Welcome to the Sports Shop, people. The Sports Shop, Reese K. Mac. That's the firm. How you doing this morning, Pamela? You doing okay?
I'm doing better.
You doing better? Yeah. How's the foot chronicles?
Ooh, Very painful. Very painful.
Very painful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you have to elevate.
Yes, that's why we're,
you know what I mean?
We're elevating this morning.
See, elevate gives you the ability to tolerate.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So remember that now.
Yeah.
Because if you don't elevate it, it gets big.
I learned that lesson yesterday.
It gets big. When it gets bigger, it starts to hurt. So it is Throwback Thursday. We're going to have ourselves a ball today. We got the one and only G-Money.
What's up?
What's up, Graham? How you doing?
Good morning, Graham.
Right? Pam, K-Mac, how are you doing?
Doing
happy to
great.
Be here.
How
large
you?
And in charge behind the glass this morning.
You large? Yes. You know what?
He said large and in charge. All right.
You know what I feel? You know what I feel like right now? You remember when you were teaching kids how to drive?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, you know, they kind of dry you around, and you scared as hell sitting over there. and you be like, I think they got it. You know, they get a little too close to the line. You know, this way get a little. And you just sit there, you just like, you nervous as all the way. That's what I feel right now with Graham. I know he can drive. Mm-hmm. I know he can, but I'm just nervous. Like, can you drive without killing me, though?
Let me ask this. Are you more nervous about me running the show by myself, or are you more nervous about the fact that I'm in charge of Throwback Thursday today and you have no idea what I could be going with or what I'm going to throw at you for
so,
that part.
That part doesn't scare me. That part doesn't scare me. Because if you've been around long enough, it doesn't really matter. As long as you're not going back to, like, you know, 2021, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'll do pretty well.
I was sitting last night. I was like, oh, so what am I going to do for Throwback Thursday? And I was like, well, if I want to keep it simple, just to come on in and have things go smoothly, I could go with, when was the last time the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup? Oh, what would you know? It'd be last year. So we're just going to throw it back to 2021. But I was like, no. K-Matt would kick me off the board.
You are absolutely.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So.
What did I just say?
He's learning you real quick.
What did I just say? Please don't go back to 2021. Man, we have so many things. We got a couple of things we're going to talk about. We're going to get into it. Man, I like the throwback deal. I like the throwback year. This is going to be fun. Matter of fact, he's not here.
Mm-hmm.
But, not to play something chappy, but I'm just saying, I think y'all were successful that year over in Chapel Hill for this year. But that's what
we're going to talk about that. Let's see.
Let's get right into it. Last night's game, man. We had ourselves a little hockey last night. We had a little hockey game last night. I felt like Tampa Bay was going to pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Tampa Bay lost last night.
Didn't happen.
I forgot what the score was. Was it 3-1 at the end? Was it? No, 3-2. Is that right? 3-2?
I'm not sure the exact score.
No, it was 3-2.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 3-2. Yeah, 3-2. And
3-1 is the important thing. That's the one I'm remembering.
That's the part we don't want to talk about.
Yes.
The series now is 3-1. Oh, Colorado leads the series 3-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Reese may be wrong. Yeah, it's not looking good. He said, you know, nothing to see here. But, yeah, that's plenty to see here. There's plenty to see. I thought Tampa Bay was going to win the game, though. They played real well. But they lost their extra period. So
a little bit of a controversy going on, a little bit.
Yeah.
They're saying that Colorado may have had too many people on the ice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
that's unfortunate.
But I don't think it's going to change anything.
You don't think so?
No, they're saying, the Lightning did the same thing.
So let's hear from John Cooper, the Tampa Bay Lightning head coach, as he talks about this slight dust, if you want to know what a dust-up is, slight dust-up over this controversy at the end of the game.
There's that word again, desolate.
This one's going to sting much more than others just because I think it was taken on. It was potentially, I don't know. It's hard for me. This is going to be hard for me to speak. I'm going to have to speak. I'll speak with you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're going to see what I mean when you see the winning goal. And my heart breaks for the players because we probably still should be playing. I'll be available tomorrow.
So that's what he's alluding to.
Ruh-roh. This is not good.
That there were seven guys on the ice.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you about that one, man. But don't they have replay? Don't they have replay? They got replay, Graham?
They do, and apparently the final stat line or the final game line last night that was released by, I think, I don't know if it was the NHL Public Relations, but from a game staff member, it showed that there were indeed six players on the ice for the Colorado Avalanche at the end of the game. Ooh. So I don't know how they're going to go about this.
It's done now.
Yeah, right. It's in the past now. I mean, for John Cooper's sake, you can kind of just scream and holler and shake your fist in the air all you want, but he's the kind of coach that's not going to do that. He's going to use this as motivation. Because, I mean, look, Tampa Bay Lightning, they've won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. They know what it takes to win. This is just a minor hiccup. I mean, this is now at best 2 out of 3 series.
He said minor hiccup. Oh, really?
Minor, major.
Yeah, it's minor, all right. Yeah, it's minor for real.
Yeah, and they were showing it, I saw on a video, and they were circling, and it was just six, but I think they're trying to say somebody stepped off right before.
Yeah, but, man, you think Colorado's going to run 3 straight?
I think Tampa has one more in them.
I mean, Tampa can run all 3 straight? No. No, we're done here. I mean, we're done here, people. I mean, they're going to win another one, but, you know. They're good, but they're not good enough to beat Colorado 3 straight games.
You sound just like you did last week. We're done here, people.
And weren't we?
Well, yeah, you were. Yeah,
okay,
right.
There we go. show me where we're wrong.
You really think that the Celtics can come and do that?
Yeah, let's be honest. We know better than that. They're not. I mean, you go down 3-1. I mean, how many times have we actually seen that in the series? Unless there's something that's going to change. I'll be fair. Like this call, could this be the momentum swing shift that we need?
It's a very good point.
Could this be it? No, you need somebody to be suspended. One of the goalies get hurt for Colorado.
Right,
you need something to happen personnel-wise to make that difference.
And you brought up a good point. I think it's either 34 or 35 is somewhere in there, times in a row where, you know, if they're up 3-1, they win the Stanley Cup. It's happened like 34 or 35 times. So the numbers are on Colorado's side.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one right there. I don't know. We'll see. We got a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out. But we're going to be talking NBA draft all day today. Ain't talking no Deshaun Watson. Ain't talking no, you know, who that. We're talking NBA draft. What moves are people going to make?
Mm-hmm.
Look for some moves to be made after the draft for some of these teams. I'm still concerned about our Hornets because I have no clue what they're planning. I'm serious. I don't know what they're going after. I don't know what they're looking at. I don't know.
Well, they're looking at your boy.
It doesn't matter. We have nothing. We don't have a coach.
Right.
We have nothing. So we're going to talk about that. Who will be the number one overall draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to go first? 1 and 2 off the board? Paolo Banchero. Where shall he go?
Where shall he go? And where does he not want to go?
Caleb,
what?
I'm sorry, my bad.
Oh, he's coming back.
My bad.
He's playing. He's playing college basketball.
My bad.
Sorry.
I shouldn't take shots when they not here. When y'all not here to defend yourself. Because you would think the president of the Rams Club, D.R. Reese, you know how to do it when he's here to defend himself. But we're going to talk about a lot of NBA drafts. I'm a fan of you. You watched the draft a number of times, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about the draft?
A couple things. I like watching families, you know. Mm-hmm. I like seeing especially the top 10 or 12 what they have on, you know. For me it's the fashion.
Yeah, you like to see what they're wearing.
So of course where they're going, what they have on, and the reaction of the families. Those are my top 3. Mm. As you say, Mama, I made it.
No, I was about to say, we made it, y'all. Who is we?
Yeah.
Who is we? Oh, I had a minute, relatives.
You talking about get a burner phone.
Yeah. Oh, that's already done. That's already done. Verizon already issued those. They've already issued burner phones to all of the top. Here you go, man. You're going to need this. Mm-hmm. You're going to need this. You know, transfer your numbers over, the ones that you want. And everybody else, don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
They call.
Well, that's it. You want to see where they're going, what they have on, and the reaction. And the mama's reaction when the girl is involved. You know how
that's usually NFL, though. That's usually NFL.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's usually NFL. NBA.
NFL mamas that be looking sideways, too. I love
that's
that.
What I'm saying. That's usually NFL. NFL mamas. You know, right?
And NBA. So that's all of that's kind of fun to see.
You like seeing that?
Mm-hmm. What do you like most from the male perspective of the NBA draft?
I like it when they start getting to the people that I really
like. I think that's what makes it so exciting.
Oh, that's what I said.
What makes it so exciting?
That's what I said. I think sometimes it's really about people that I've never heard before. I never thought about, you know, seeing who they are. You know, what are they, where they came from. You know, what can they do? Some of the smaller schools, like that's what intrigues me. The bigger guys, I mean,
you already know they're going, right. Yeah,
we'll know that by 6. You know, by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, man. The shifts, those surprises that you didn't think of.
Some of the later stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little sports betting that'll be coming up. There's been some changes there. I said I wasn't going to do it, but I guess I'll talk about it a little bit. A little bit. Is this a true story about Baker Mayfield? Is this true?
We'll find out.
Again? Man, you got to stay off them dating sites, Baker Mayfield.
He just doesn't go away.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac, man. We are having ourselves a good time on this Throwback Thursday. We're going all the way back to when Pam could walk straight and not fall. And that's debatable. And that's truly debatable at this point. We're going all the way back to 1996. Is that right, Graham?
Yes, sir. That is absolutely correct. Nice. That is the last time a Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals went into overtime, which... coincidentally enough, the Colorado Avalanche defeated the Florida Panthers by a final score of 1-0 and won their first Stanley Cup Finals in franchise history as they swept the Panthers to win that series 4-0. So is it return of the Avs? Question mark.
Honestly, it looks like it.
Looks like it. Wow.
Looks like they're back. 1996, man. I had just moved to this metropolis.
Raleigh, Durham.
Yes, this metropolis as we know it. And I was like, wow, this place is pretty cool. They're going to build this new highway called 540.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go around 40. 440. I said, that's interesting. I said, wonder how that works. Let's call it. It'll be the outer loop.
Oh my God. That is like
we called
seems
it.
Like that really was 90s, long time ago.
95, 96.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I said, oh, that's pretty cool. I said, it's really growing, too. It's really growing.
I met Reese in 96. I think it was 1996.
That's how long ago? I mean, this is.
Wow.
This is way back. And he said, man, these guys, it's a pretty good basketball teams here, too. You know?
They were trying to woo you to stay on here, come here and stay.
Oh, no, the money wooed me.
The money wooed you. That had nothing to do with sports.
I ain't give a damn about no basketball.
Nothing to do with the new Bell Live 40, none of that.
No. School system, none of those things.
It's called money, the bag.
How much you paying me? I'll move to Cary, North Carolina like nobody's business. Never heard of the place. Didn't know what it looked like. Didn't even know how to get here.
Now, where were you coming from?
D.C.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you hadn't heard of...
Cary?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you think Cary is something that ain't...
I'm just saying, well, I'm thinking about the Triangle area.
No. Yeah, I knew nothing. The only thing I knew about North Carolina was Fayetteville.
Mm.
Was Fort Bragg, rather.
Right.
Not even Fayetteville. Fort Bragg. Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, you know, Duke University's here. I'm like, so? It ain't the University of Alabama. They don't even play. Do they play football in them schools?
Oh, Lord.
They're like, no. Well, yeah, but I said, okay, well, I don't want to talk about it. We ain't talking about football. We didn't want to have that conversation. But 1996, we're going all the way back to 1996. It's a good year. I'm trying to think. What was the end? Once we play more songs, I'll get an idea what the end, you know, what the end thing was in 1996. Because I really just cannot remember. I just can't. It was a long time ago, so we'll see. Man, like I told you before, we're going to be talking a lot about NBA draft. NBA draft, NBA draft. Projected top five in tonight's draft. You got a favorite you want to see, Pam? Anybody? Because you don't have any Carolina guys in this.
No, I'm looking down the list. We don't have any Carolina guys. I mean, you know, Reese's man crush. I want to see where he's going to land.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just.
You want to see where Paolo's going?
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know. The kid from Auburn is probably going to be the top. He's probably going to be Jabari Smith.
Yeah.
Probably going to be the top draft, top pick. I don't know, Graham. Anybody you want to see specific tonight?
I'm really interested to see where Paolo goes.
Yeah.
And just because it's funny, yesterday on the OG with Obvious and Julio on 999 The Fan, mm-hmm. they were kind of talking about where they could see him going. And it all just depends on, you know, with his style of play, because he could kind of go from, you know, it was weird. A lot of times you saw him play a little bit of a point guard position, but, you know, he's got that small forward that's kind of his go to position. They were talking about how somebody made the comparison that they remind him a little bit of Ben Simmons.
What?
Yeah, which I now know nowadays, I don't know if that's the kind of comparison you want to have if you're a player getting ready to enter the league.
Ben Simmons. No.
He
scores better than Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I agree.
Hands down.
I agree.
Hands down, he scores better.
He's a lot more aggressive driving down the lane and getting to the paint than Simmons is.
Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and Paolo Banchero are projected to be the top three. And funny enough, they say if Smith doesn't go to Orlando, Holmgren may go and not Paolo.
Yeah, I was going to say that he's the one that everybody's kind of talking about because he's, what, like 7 feet?
Yeah.
But he's a shooter, you know. Like, but they're talking about you don't have many 7-foot shooters like he can. I think he's over 40-some% from the 3-point line. And, so, yeah, he may move up.
And they got Holmgren going to OKC. So, Chet Holmgren. I know very little about him coming out of Gonzaga.
Yeah. I just know he can shoot.
And how would you know this, Pam? How would you know this?
Watching them. I like Gonzaga.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I met the head coach. I met his sister.
Oh, okay.
She was at the Final Four before. She's a really nice lady. She's like, she supports her brother. I'll leave it at that. Also, Paolo going to Houston. I don't know, at number three, so. I don't know.
What's your about that one?
Well, Houston is like, yeah, all right, but I want to see him go somewhere where, you know, I don't think the franchise is going down the vine. Because Houston is not that, they're just not that team.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there yet. I would rather see him probably go to OKC before I'd rather see him go to Houston.
Now, that would be fun to see him there. Mm-hmm.
I think he got a better chance there, so we'll see. But real, to me, the meat of the draft is later on. The meat of the draft is really, really when you get late on some of the other picks, like where the Hornets going to pick? What are they going to pick? What are they going to do? You know what I mean? So that's where the meat of the real draft is.
Right now it's predicted that they may pick Mark Williams.
Who?
Mark Williams.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mark Williams.
They're looking at.
Okay. Well, I can see the rim protection. Which means they probably have ideas about where they can pick up some scoring later on in the draft. Then, mm-hmm. That's interesting, huh? I like that. We got Shaquille on the line. I'm sure he wants to call in and tell us something that we did not know about 1996. What's going on, Shaquille?
Good morning.
Good morning to you both. I don't know if I did not know, but I need the producer to save that soundbite because came back. What you did, sir, you stepped in a mud puddle, sir. I don't even realize you know what you just said. You said, we got Duke basketball, so save that soundbite. Save it. And then you were disrespectful to Carrie. So when I hang up, I can't wait till Mike and Carrie calls you. You were disrespectful to Duke basketball and to Carrie, North Carolina. Oh, my friend, are you in trouble? Listen, though, 1996.
Look, man, that was two decades ago, man. Leave me alone.
Hey, man, you said it. You didn't have your coffee. I don't know what you said. You said it. You said it, K-Man. I didn't do it. Pam didn't do it. You said it.
I didn't do it.
You said it. But listen, 1996, I am very fondly remembering the years you guys mentioned. And 1996 is very important to me because a sport that you guys have just eliminated from the conversation at the sports shop, baseball, America's one-time pastime, 1960s probably, but when my New York Yankees, yes, that team from the Boogie Down, who happened to win last night, won yes, Derek Jeter's first of five championship. And I'm gonna tell you, Reed, I'm gonna tell you, K-Mac, I'm gonna tell you, Pam Thompson, when the Yankees got that last out, I cried like Mike when he got that chip in '96. I think that was Mike's chip, the first one he got his dad passed away. I cried like a baby. I lost my grandma that year. I grew up in New York. We would go back every summer. This is very special to me. In 1996, you said Washington, D.C., some basketball player who attended college there was the first pick in the NBA draft. And in my opinion, he was pound for pound the best player in basketball for a certain amount of time. He revolutionized the game. Bubba Chuck from Hampton, Virginia, Bethel High School, Georgetown University. Allen Iverson was the number one pick of the NBA draft 1996. And that turned out pretty good for him, the answer. He only had one tattoo at the time and no cornrows. But, oh, man, you talk about a special, special player. I love that guy.
I love
Art
him,
and soul,
too.
I love that guy. Look, if it was a one-game championship, K-Mac, when they played the Lakers, game one, they would have stole the series. But we all know it's a best of seven. It's the greatest show on the radio. I love you guys. You can do about it. Please, whatever you do, save that soundbite. K-Mac said, so to Duke basketball, and he was disrespectful to Mike and Carrie. Mike and Carrie, I'm sure, I hope you're listening. I'm sure you're getting up
first,
for music.
First of all, Mike and Carrie was with me then.
Uh-oh, okay.
So he cleaned it up.
So he knows, too. He knows, too. He was with me then.
I can't wait to hear that story. I love you guys. Peace and love. Have a great day. Let's
you
go.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Nah, my man. It's funny. I did. But I really didn't. I could care less about college basketball when I first moved down here. It's football else for me. You know, that's the way it was. But hey, I have a fun appreciation for it now.
I see. Yeah, we're glad.
I have a fun appreciation now.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. Rocking out this morning with the firm. Pam Thompson Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pamela.
How you doing?
You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
You get your feet up?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little sideways in here so I can have my foot up.
Really? Okay. All right. We're rocking out this morning. We got the one and only G Money back there. What's up, G?
I like that
you
one.
Good? You good?
Changing up the nicknames each time?
Yeah,
he does.
You keep me on your toes.
I'm here for it.
I gotta do it until I get one that fit. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
I feel, you know, I got to feel it. You know, I got to get a sense.
It's got to roll off the tongue nicely.
Yeah, you know, kind of like, make sure we fit well, like Mike and Scotty, like, you know, Kyrie and KD, you know.
Reese is right.
Yeah. No. Okay.
No. I'm just.
That's just the hashtag.
That's just the hashtag.
That ain't always right. Reese is right.
He's listening.
You don't get one on the back saying Reese is right sometimes.
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 I love it.
We're rocking out. We're going all the way back to 1996. Graham, do we have a poll question up?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. What's the poll question?
Our poll question is brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. With the Colorado Avalanche defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning last night by a final score of 3-2 in overtime to take a 3-1 series lead in the Stanley Cup Finals, the poll question is, do you think the Lightning can come back from now being down 3-1 in the series? So far, 100% no.
Ooh.
Sorry, Reese.
That joke said 100.
But there's only 3 votes so far, so Reese is probably about to hop on and vote yes just to...
Just get it right.
Yeah, just to get it right.
Yeah, that's a smart move. We're talking NBA draft. We got Orlando up on the clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know something that's different this year about the NBA draft?
Yeah.
Is 58 picks.
Yeah.
Instead of 60.
Yeah, what happened
this time?
What happened to two of them?
Miami and Milwaukee, they had to forfeit their second round picks.
So they were cheating.
Violating. Well, yeah.
They got caught
violating
cheating.
League rules around the timing of free agency discussions.
So they gave up a 6-round pick.
Right. So, what punishment
so,
that is.
Yeah, so they didn't get anybody to send to their G League.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a real punishment I see.
Exactly.
Yeah, really? Yeah, that's interesting. That's like they're going to give up the last 2 picks in the draft, I guess.
And we won't do this. We won't ever do it again.
It probably won't be the last 2. They probably got them. I don't think they hit them with a 1st-round pick, though. Probably a 2nd-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Made them give up a 2nd-round
pick. Yeah, they forfeited 2nd-round picks.
But, you know, tons of analysis, tons of people talking about it. Let's find out what some of the projections are around this draft. Jonathan Giovanni from ESPN NBA Draft has a little analysis on what to do for the Kings, who have the 4th pick.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what they should be doing. Because he said something very interesting.
They've drafted point guards in the last several drafts, and they've got 2 of them on their roster already with De'Aaron Fox and Davion Mitchell. And so, you know, you look at their roster and you say, you know, probably Keegan Murray is the best fit. He's, you know, that very versatile 4-man who can, you know, play as a jumbo 3, can move to the small ball 5 position. He's a very good shooter. He's a versatile defender. That, you know, he fits now probably better than Jaden Ivey.
Hmm.
Interesting.
He's a better fit now than Jaden Ivey, which Jaden Ivey is, I don't know, it's the jury's still out on where they are with that one. But Jordan Cornette talked about Chet Holmgren and wanted to know, why is he really not the overall consensus for the #1 pick?
I think that's what makes it so exciting, is that there's not a dead set #1. And as I look at, honestly, everyone says the draft gets interesting at 4 and there's a drop off. I see Keegan Murray at the 5th spot and think these are 5 guys that can change a franchise. So I think that there's, in a lot of ways, they're alluring in different ways, but they're hybrid guys. They're versatile pieces. They're gifted, unique set of skills that can be puzzle pieces and malleable to different franchises in those first 5 that need it. Chet Holmgren's at the top of that list. I think the biggest question mark with him is durability. We've seen body types like that. There's not a ton of muscle. His back is kind of concaved a little bit. You don't necessarily love the posture. No. Can that hold up? The toughness is in question because of his body. But, you know, one of the things about the draft that it always is a misnomer to me, Amber and Courtney, is people always focus on what people can't do.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. His back is a little concave. That's
heard a lot of things, but
wait a minute. Not the 3-cone drill, not, you know, the best time, you know, in the shuttle. His back is
how
a little what? What is going on? Basically, just, he don't look like a player, huh?
There you go. That's it right there.
That's what it is. He don't look like he could stand up to the rigors of
strong enough
of the NBA. Is that what the problem is? I don't know. So looking at some of the best availables coming up here, Chet Holmgren is listed as the best available power forward or point forward, whatever you want to call him, followed by Jabari Smith out of Auburn, Paolo out of Duke, Jaden Ivey from Purdue. Those are the top 4 best available. Keegan Murray from Iowa. I don't recall watching too much of Keegan Murray out of Iowa, but apparently he's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid. And then finally we get the Shaedon Sharpe from Kentucky and Dyson Daniels, G League. Oh, wow. No. Yeah. So he didn't play. I wonder what team he actually played on in Europe. But anyway. And Benedict Matun Maturin. Oh, okay. And Jalen Duren and Johnny Davis out of Wisconsin. Don't know who Johnny Davis is.
Right.
Out of Wisconsin. So that's where we are, top 10. Top 10 best available.
And it looks like with that five, it can move around a little bit.
Mm. A.J. Griffin comes in at 12. And Mark Williams at 14 from Duke. Best available on the board. So it's looking pretty good.
And they can flip-flop him to 13. I've seen different where between him and Ocha. Yeah.
Looking pretty good. What's weird, though, looking at all these teams in the Final Four, with the exception of the Duke players, I didn't see none of these guys playing.
Exactly.
I didn't see any of these guys playing. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it looks like. But right now, it's looking like Chet Holmgren probably will be the number one overall pick.
You think they're going to move him up?
I got a feeling he'd probably be the number one overall pick. I mean, I get it. Smith is, he looks good, but I think it's just something about how he faded a little bit for Auburn down the stretch that probably gives people a little bit of a pause, or gives Orlando a little bit of a pause. I think Chet coming from Gonzaga makes him feel a little more comfortable in his ability and what he can and can't do. And, you know, he's also 7 foot.
That's what I was saying. But according to you, they're all 7 foot. No, they're not.
But he's also 7 foot tall.
As I said in the beginning.
So, that's a plus.
7 foot tall shooter.
Yeah, that's a real plus for him. So we'll see. We'll take that. We'll find out where he's going to be. But you got any other predictions, Pam?
No. I mean, I like Chet, but I like Jabari, too. I want him, I don't know, kind of want him to go one.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You just like him?
Yeah. I mean, I like the way he played, too. And he's a great shooter. And his body is better. he's built better.
I think he may have a little bit more of an upside. I think we know exactly what Chet can do and what he will be.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt. Right. I think if you look at Jabari Smith out of Auburn, I think the team, where he goes, where he gets drafted, I don't think we know what he can possibly turn into.
And Chet is predicted to be, like, when you look at overall who will have the most success, I've heard a lot that he has so much room for development that he could have the most success of this first five pick in the NBA. I don't know. Between those two, it's going to be a toss-up. And I guess, doesn't it really depend on need?
It's the NBA. Well, yeah, a little bit, but
for
the most part,
number one needs.
Most of these teams that are drafting right now, they need it all.
If you were Orlando,
if I was Orlando, I'm going with Chet because I need to be a little more predictable in that spot. If I was Orlando, that's where I would be with it. But that's just me, though. We'll see.
Speaking of local players, have we heard anything else about Darian Sebron from NC State in this NBA draft? I mean, obviously he's not going to be like a top pick, but could he be a late first rounder, K-Mac? Have you heard anything else on him? I'm about to do some research myself.
No, I have not, but actually I was going to look him up right now and see where he falls on this list. But I don't think he'll be a late first rounder. I think he may end up being a second rounder. Because I mean, you got Trevor Keels that listed as 33. I mean, I'm sorry, 31. Wendell Moore is 33. He's going to be late.
Yeah, looking at that list, absolutely.
He'll be late.
Your brotherhood has, what, five?
Well, we always do. You know what I mean? We always do. That's what we do. We put...
Is that what you do? You put them in the NBA?
I'm just saying.
That's one and done.
I mean, you see it.
Well, I mean, I would have to say you've had at least two selected in the NBA.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's Brady Manning, 77.
And, no, he didn't go pull that. And I was trying to give you a compliment here, but you have had, Duke has had at least two players in the lottery in, I think, four of the last 7 years. They're always at least two.
Yeah. Doesn't help us win championships, but.
Say that one more time.
It hadn't helped us win championships.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know,
good.
You know what I mean?
It's being recorded.
It's helped us recruit well. I mean, that's fact.
And that's true. That's true.
You know,
it's great for recruiting.
That's fact. You know, I mean, y'all ain't won. You're not winning one either. So I think same. Actually, Sebron, I don't see him listed. Unfortunately, I got to figure out where he really is going to fall. Now you have me interested in where he really will fall on this.
Yeah, I don't see him listed anywhere either.
So, looks like he'll get a chance to pick where he wants to go.
Or maybe he'll come back.
No,
Georgia Quavion on Smith.
No, I don't think that's not gonna happen.
He's good enough to go.
Yeah,
you just need to find the right place for him. So he's good enough to go, and we'll figure out exactly where it is and what they should be doing. But Orlando's on the clock first, then OKC, Houston, then Sacramento, mm-hmm. and then we have Detroit, Indiana, Portland, New Orleans, which I got to figure out where they're going to go. Then you got San Antonio. Is Golden State picking 10? Is that right? Is it? That's cheating. That's just cheating.
That's cheating, right?
Yeah, that's just cheating right there. That's just unfair. What do they do with the pick? Think about that. What do they do?
Right.
What do they do with the pick? I would draft somebody so I can move Looney. That's what I would do. I can move Looney around. Because you have, with Jordan Poole, Steph, Wiggins, mm-hmm. all those guys. I mean, you have enough there.
To play with moving yeah. him. Mm-hmm.
You know, move Looney around. Or bring in somebody that could come in behind Draymond. But Draymond's still pretty athletic. He just got to get his head in the game.
It's just all up here for him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Somebody that can move. Yeah, that'll probably be a good move. You can bring in a young talent that could play behind Looney for Golden State. That would be pretty nice if you could do that. Man, we got to get into this in the next hour, though. We got to talk about the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't. If they go with Mark Williams, okay, what else do we add to that? What does that look like?
Got to start with the coach. Got to add that.
Well, at this point, I think they're sending a message that the coach doesn't matter. See what I'm saying? We have all the pieces for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the coach doesn't matter.
That may help even better to attract the
1996
one.
Is where we are and where we're going to be. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation, talk a little NBA draft. We'll get a chance to dish it up with Dr. Deborah Strobin. We're going to talk about Rob Gronkowski. And Baker Mayfield? Again?
Again. Can you
How many
it?
Times do we have to talk about Baker Mayfield? Man, I can't wait to do this. Sports Shop Reese came back. Let's go.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.